so just to give a summary of what we discussed, really interesting discussion and a lot of action points to take forward. So the initial key point that we came up with, it's not easy for large companies or small companies to access visually impaired play testers for their games. So it's a challenge even for the larger companies. We initially thought they might have more resources, it might be easier for them. It's not. In terms of when do we involve users in testing, involve them early on as possible in the process. One of the challenges is that there needs to be a more diverse pool of play testers out there. But there's difficulties associated with this. So one that was pointed out is that companies, you know, are held to tight schedules when they might want to release a version of a game. And sometimes playtesters don't always get a lot of time to have a go to see how it works for them. You know, sometimes it can be as short as a week, for example. One of the people in the group pointed out that he was working on his PhD in this area, and PhD is three and a half years. There's plenty of time to allow for testing, but industry have constraints there. In terms of the pools of users that are available, there's the likes of Able Gamers. So they have a pool of visually impaired users, but it can still be difficult to access the right people. So one of the points to take forward is that there needs to be some kind of industry-wide pipeline to get players with different abilities into to play testing. It was also pointed out it's not just about the play testing part. There also needs to be a focus on actually interviewing individual players about their experiences with games and what some of these games actually mean to them. Again, to try and inform the design and development of these games. It was also pointed out that the onus is really on industry. It shouldn't be on the gamers with visual impairments. So one thing that came up was that participation in even developing games needs to be widened. So there's various different tools out there, whether it be Unity or Unreal. They're not even accessible for people with visual impairments. So industry needs to do some work in that space. It was suggested that there could be an almost state of the union in terms of where accessibility currently is in the games industry. You know, we know that this is a growing field and will continue to grow. So that is something that needs to be discussed in more detail. And one point that was brought up there is that mobile gaming is actually a real issue in that it's very difficult to know what will and what will work. A key theme that ran through was also that industry just needs to work together on this problem. So there'll be some visually impaired players who they might get snapped up by companies to do consultancy, which means there's that makes the pool of players smaller. And it was also suggested that it might be useful to offer mentorship opportunities to people that want to get involved in consultancy, because it can be quite an intimidating experience if you don't know exactly what that's going to involve. Other points that we had was we might want to collaborate on specific research projects to address, rather than just, you know, accessibility in games in general, but very specific problems with specific genres. So shooters were one of the genres that were mentioned. So there was the suggestion that we could potentially work with RNIB, Aberty and industry to potentially offer internships in this space, PhDs or masters by research projects, to just dedicate some time on a specific genre. And just wrapping up here, there was an importance of inclusion on mental health. So it's pointed out for children during the pandemic, maybe games was the only form of socialisation that they already had. If they were visually impaired, they might not have been able to socialise with their peers and would have been excluded. And we know that the inclusion is very, very important. And one final point that we have here. So Aberty has just run its Dare Academy, and it was pointed out that they had an accessibility award, which was commended. And we think that more of this is needed going forward to place the emphasis on accessibility.